Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Well, you can't hear the jingle bells right this minute. But today's show on Finishing Well, we're calling "Tis the Caesar Season" to shepherd. And I really think that we're going to open this one in with a prayer, because it's really a kind of a critical show we haven't done before here on Finishing Well, is really getting into the shepherding aspect of what it is that you do, Hans. And so, with that said, we need some wisdom. And this prayer that I'm fixing to pray was actually written mostly by Hans. And so I want to ask us if we could all pray together here. Father, we are gathered today to learn, to prepare, and make decisions about money and retirement and legacy for our families and your church. What we have belongs to you and was provided by you. We ask for your grace for finishing in a way that is pleasing to you. We're thankful for your provision of Social Security, Medicare, retirement accounts, pensions, and the provisions of you leaving an estate for families, for our families. We pray that you grant wisdom and trustworthiness to our advisors today, that the resources you entrusted to us will bring your kingdom to our families and to all the world. In Jesus' name, for his glory, amen. As I think about the season, and God gave me this insight this week, as I was studying the Song of Solomon, and I think most would agree that it's one of the most romantic love stories you'll ever read, and that you can talk about the imagery however you want to say it, but you do have to say that the lover in the story was deeply in love with his beloved.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look into that word beloved that is used by Solomon there and realize who Solomon's dad was, Solomon's dad was the one, King David, who wrote the 23rd Psalm. And inside that word beloved, which is used in that story, but only used in that section of the Bible, you'll find the heart of that is to graze or to feed sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he's saying he loves well there, and clearly this person is loving their bride well in the Song of Solomon, what he's really talking about is what he's giving us depth and understanding to what his father taught us in the 23rd Psalm. And so when you look at loving others from a standpoint of shepherding, I wonder if you would think with me for a minute as we're heading into this season of our life of retirement and what it's like to finish well through the health situations and whatever in your life, what would it look like to shepherd that well in your family? And just as we go through the 23rd Psalm, first line is, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want."
Yeah, I thought you were describing me as the shepherd, Robbie. But it's the client, but it's both of us. They're shepherding their family. I'm shepherding families.
And then the Lord is shepherding all of us. And so if we really come under that headship, then it's pretty clear. He says, "You shall not want." But then the next line is just critical when you think about love in general. "He makes me lay down in green pastures." Oh, which mother that you ever met that loved her child would not make him take a nap?
Sure.
And really, if you're thinking about going through this process, that it's going to require some rest and trust. So in order to lay down, those sheep have to trust that they're in a good place and that they're in a place where they're well fed. And so as we shepherd our families and as you shepherd us through this process, right? It's going to have to come from a point of trust and a point where we feel like we're not going to go hungry, because laying down when you're hungry.
I just finished a two-day school with the newer agents that work with me at Cardinal, and we spent most of the day, the first day, just talking about trust. I mean, that's really the essence of what we do, and we give people advice. We issue policies, we fill out applications, we invest money, we bring people to the lawyer, and we do planning, we do all this. The reality is we have to be trustworthy, and we're building trust with people. And that's a lot of where the show is heading today, is we really want to talk about for you folks is, first of all, you being the shepherd of your family and you trusting yourself, you trusting me or somebody like me or somebody in my position to help you shepherd your family and to help you make decisions. And so it's all about building trust, and breaking that down and talking about it for several hours is it's an interesting subject.
Yeah, but when you look in John chapter 10, staying along the idea of a good shepherd, right? And we know Jesus kind of gave us a description too in John chapter 10, where he talked about the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep, that the hireling, when the wolf shows up, you know, the hireling is going to take a hike. And so when we're looking into this, trying to determine a shepherd that's going to take care of our family, the fact that they would be a fiduciary, if you hadn't heard that term before, it's in Hans' book in this last section here, and where we talk about, you know, that a good shepherd is not going to be somebody who's hired on. It's going to be somebody that literally loves the sheep. And I don't know if you're like me. I've looked at car salesmen all my life. I've been around salesmen. It didn't take me long ever to determine if that employee working for me was a hireling. In other words, he was in this for the money, or that he truly loved his customers and he was trying to help them, or they were trying to help them try to find a car. And you're in that same role every day with Cardinal Guide, right?
Well, yeah. And we wouldn't even need fiduciaries if people followed that other book that's part of this show, which is the Bible, and they were Christians and people were just trustworthy at their heart. But we all know that that's not the way the world works. And so when you get into the matters that I work with, we need a legal system, and we need a system like we have for licensing, for contracting, for having a set of regulations. We need penalties if you don't follow this. We need to keep a rap sheet on everybody that is in the business so we can see the number of times that they've been called out for things. And so my point is that if we're all behaving like we'd like to as Christians, and we were all Christians in the world, we probably wouldn't need even to have this show, okay? and so the gist of the thing that we want to talk a little bit about today is helping you, when you need to get advice, choosing your advisors, okay? And when I say when you need to get advice in tune with the show, when you're shepherding your family and you're working at Finishing Well and you need counselors, who are you going to go to? And right, what are you going to ask them when you get there? And how are you going to back check them?
And are they going to care about your family? And you know, my personal experience here is, you know, a year ago I had not met Hans, and I didn't know I was headed into this season of my life. But next thing I know, I'm a primary caregiver for both my father and my mother-in-law. And when you're in that situation, and there's all kinds of skeletons in everybody's closets, and let me just tell you, the Dillmore family is loaded with them. Then, I mean, here you are. And those loved ones that need a shepherd right now, they're not necessarily going to listen to me, in spite of the fact that I'm a Christian car guy or that I do Christian programming. I mean, it has required somebody that has come in my case, I can just tell you, a shepherd that has really helped, you know, get us going with some things that there was just no way, Hans, you know, it says at the beginning of this chapter, it says, don't try this at home. Well, I can just tell you, you know, for me personally, I you know, it's been a huge deal to overcome some of the family issues, to have somebody come in that loves my family and cares about the outcomes, not just what the financial situation is.
Well, that's awesome. And that's acting like a fiduciary and acting like a Christian, which the terms to some degree are synonymous in the sense that we're going to put the needs of the clients ahead of our own needs. It's not saying I don't have needs and, you know, I'm not going to make money serving you, or I'm not going to – but my needs and wants stand behind yours. And I'm going to put your well-being, and so is every other certified financial planner across the country. There's about 75,000 of us. In North Carolina, I'm guessing 4,000 to 5,000 CFPs. And a CFP in all our work is, you know, is a fiduciary and required to be a fiduciary and required to act as one. And we can face consequences if we don't.
So, you know, as we are headed into this season, and as we talked about in the beginning of this show, that it's 'tis the season for a shepherd. And the most amazing gift we were ever given, clearly, was, you know, the word who came, you know, there in Bethlehem. But then, you know, what a neat gift it is that this concept of love and loving people, as the 23rd Psalm teaches, and we just talked about the first two lines. We've got more lines coming up, so stay tuned. We come back. But again, as always, you can go to cardinalguide.com. You can go to the Seven Worries tab. In this case, this is another whole tab in the book that is right, chapter 9. Don't try this at home. How to find that shepherd for your family. We got so much more coming up. Stay tuned.
We hope you are enjoying Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of previous shows, including episodes about Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Han's best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, plus the accompanying workbook. If you want to follow along with today's topic, download free PDFs at CardinalGuide.com by going to the 7 Worries tab of today's show topic. Just scroll down to useful documents. Once again, for free resources, past shows, or to get Han's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, or the workbook, go to cardinalguide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on Finishing Well Radio Show and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. Cardinalguide.com. Now, back to Finishing Well, brought to you by cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to this Jingle Bell Christmas edition of Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Han Scheil. And this show, we're talking about 'tis the season for the Good Shepherd. And it really is, Hans.
I'm going to tell you this, that, you know, you think, well, what is the Bible and Christianity and studying the Lord? What does that have to do with Social Security and investments and Medicare? And if we just go to the Christmas story, and we look at it, I mean, we're dealing with Caesar Augustus, which is the government,
right?
Calling a census, and Mary and Joseph are going to the town of Bethlehem, and they're registering, and then, which I assume to pay their tax. You know, later we have Herod coming in here and doing evil things, which is the evil army or whatever. And so, I mean, if you really think about it, that's a lot of what our job is as Christians, is to understand and come to understand the Bible and then apply it to the modern world. And that's what I do as a shepherd in this business, is to meet with my clients and work to lead them to finishing well, to
right.
Making
well,
good decisions.
If we go right on to the second or the third line there, where it says, you know, he leads me beside still waters, he restores my soul. And so a good shepherd is very concerned about his sheep's soul, as Jesus was, clearly. But in order to restore a soul, you know, you're looking out for more than just their financial needs, that a lot of times there's huge things where their soul ties are to their family and things that end up there.
I got to meet everybody in the family. You know, if their parents are still alive, their parents.
Right.
If they're not still alive, I need to hear about their history and whether they have stories with long-term care and an experience with that. And then I need to hear about their brothers and sisters. And you know, I need to hear about their kids, if they have previous spouses, if this is a second marriage, and which kids or which with and who's going to take care of these folks. This is a family.
Right. And then you go right on to the next line, which is, it leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. Well, your family has a name. You know, it's the Shile family or the Dillmore family, and your estate has consequences as to that kind of thing. You know, as an imitator of Christ.
Yeah. So let's circle back to when I came into the radio station here. I'd already started the show, or nothing like this show, on a secular station over in Raleigh. Had a few shows, didn't go very well. And so now I got into touch with Michael, which was really divine, because I had a lady call in that heard my show on the Truth Network before it was really on the Truth Network.
Right. She thought she was hearing it on the Truth
Network. She thought she was. And then I'm looking up who the Truth Network is, because it was just a skip from that other station. But in any case, she became a client, and I looked up the Truth Network, and I ended up over here. And I could really sense that I was being vetted from the minute I got on the phone. And I was selling, you know, like, this is who I am, this is what I do. And so I come over here, and I met you, and I met Stu, and I met Michael. And I could really get a sense that you guys were vetting me as a Christian, not a financial planner. I'd already sent you my books. You'd read my book. You'd researched. It was pretty clear.
For me,
I knew what I was doing.
Well, especially when they asked me to help host, you know, I, to me, you know, there's lots of financial shows out there, but it's always been my dream that there would be one that was redemptive, that I felt like was more than just, you know, here's how where the good investments fall, but where it was really done to, you know, how would God do this, and how does it really benefit the moving of the kingdom? And it didn't take me long to say, oh, wow. You know, this is what we've been looking for, and so to say, we're excited to have you here, and to have this shepherd amongst the shepherds here on the Truth Network is a huge blessing for us, and we're just honored that God, you know, brought this together.
So I'm going to tell you where I got stumped, at least for a second this week. So a gentleman up in Indiana, and his wife, it was actually his wife, found us on Facebook. She's going on Medicare. She bought my book. He read it. Once he got into it, he got real interested in it. Then he goes to our website. He hasn't found Christian values anywhere in all of that stuff so far. And he's on our website, makes his way over to Finishing Well, listens to the episode last Saturday. Then he writes me an email, or he goes on our website, and he put it in there, and he just said, I was so pleased to learn of Finishing Well, listen to the two hosts, blah, 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 blah. So he's becoming a client. But in the process of that, last week, we go through everything. We go over the business. We had already talked about the show, talked about you, talked about me. But we get down to his last question before we end up. He said, my last question, he even set it up. He said, how do the Christian values of Finishing Well, how does that impact your work and me? And I'm sitting there, and I was about ready to say, that's Robbie's department. He's got the guy with the – but, you know, I said, you know what I need to do? I just said, Lord, let's give him the most honest answer we can say. And I said, so it's not in the book, and it's not on the website, because – there's plenty of people who are not Christians who become clients. And I just don't want to make that like a gatekeeper, like, you know, we only take on Christians as clients. And I don't really think that's fair to them. He was great with that. And then, you know, we just kept talking. And then I went to my values, which I list in the book, which he already had. He's read that book backwards and forwards. This is a smart guy. And I talked about those are Christian values that are in there. They don't say, you know, like the Ten Commandments or whatever, but I just gave him all the background that's in there. And then he wrote me an email afterward that he really felt, he and his wife felt after the conversation, that God had led them to me. And it really felt good. And I felt proud of myself that I didn't have to just turn to you and say, that's Robbie's department.
But that's the beauty of, you know, what God's doing in each individual, right? And as we go back through this, I'm thinking about Christmas and what it would mean to love my family and be a good shepherd. And You know, we move down to the, you know, preparing a table for, you know, in the presence of our enemies and anointing with oil and those things. But I have to admit that one of my favorite parts of the 23rd Psalm is, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I came to read a book on the 23rd Psalm from a shepherd's perspective, and they talked about that sheep are considered the animals with the golden hooves. And if they're shepherded well, they leave behind them a green pasture, a rich green pasture, so that when Solomon said, follow the tracks of the sheep in the Song of Solomon, what they're saying is that what you leave behind you is kind of an estate. And are you going to leave grass that has been cut down to the nubs so that nobody's going to feed behind you? Or are you going to leave a green pasture, both spiritually and financially, for your family to advance the kingdom with?
That's the goal.
And that is what the Good Shepherd does.
That's the goal. That's fabulous.
And so, you know, when I think about this season, that what a gift it is, I really sincerely feel this way, that God brought Cardinal Guide and Finishing Well and Hans Scheil into my life to help me shepherd both my mother-in-law, my father, and then me as I begin to look at these consequences, because I'm no spring chicken. You know, that I, you know, my kids are going to face this. Are they going to come into the rest of the life with the green pasture behind Dad? Or is it going to be cut down to the nubbins and they're trying to figure out how to make their own way?
Sure. And so here's what I'm going to tell you is we told a story a little bit earlier about me coming in here and sitting before you guys talking about starting a radio show. And I just told you about a client sitting before me, really vetting me as an advisor. And part of his work had been done for him because that's one of the last chapters in the book. And that's what the show's about today. And to really get the facts that are in the book, it's just in chapter 9 in my book. And so I want to tell you how you can get this book. I mean, for starters, anybody that's listening, if you'll just go on cardinalguide.com and you'll send a message that you want a copy of my book, I'll send one out to you free of charge. If you'd like me to email you one, just put your email address in there and say I'd like a digital copy. That'll save me a little money. And so what the book's about, and I wrote the book to really put down on paper really all my feelings about these, what I think are the seven subjects or the seven worries that are important for folks: Social Security, Medicare, long-term care and long-term care insurance, IRAs and 401ks, life insurance, post-retirement investment, and income taxes. So this whole book has been written in that order, and it has short chapters. It's written in plain English, so it's easily understood. It's not full of a bunch of footnotes and quotes, just simple plain English telling you what I think you ought to do in each one of these areas to have a good retirement. We do a lot of fixing of problems, so this show is not just for people 60 or 65. It's for people 75, 80, 85, where we're going back and fixing some of the things that they maybe overlooked or didn't really look at too closely when they made past decisions. So that's really what my career and my life, and it's certainly what the book's about. You can get the book. You can also go and get the chapters at cardinalguide.com just by downloading them. You don't even need to tell us who you are.
Yeah, and just think about it that, you know, if you're going to go out to Shepherd 101, and you're going to learn about these things, I mean, how would you feel about the guy who's been shepherding, you know, 6 days or 6 months versus a guy who's been doing it for 40 years? And you know, there's certain competencies and experiences that only come with experience. And you know, that's one of the advantages I feel like both in the book and here on Finishing Well is, you know, based on the stories, you can tell that these are life experiences that show what happens when we do and don't do certain things in this particular season, which is clearly a really different season. I had no idea, actually, a year ago as we began this show, realizing what this season is.
But I'm going to tell you this. Different. You're going to look back later, as I've done with my mom. And my mom had Alzheimer's. And I spent a lot of time with her in the last 4 or 5 years of her life. And when I look back on it now, she's been gone a few years. Those were the most enriching times at least for me, between my mom and I. And you're going to look back with your father and your mother-in-law. It's hard to do it now, but you're going to look back on that, and you're going to be saying the same thing.
Yeah, that surely goodness. And therein lies my faith, that, you know, God's my shepherd, ultimately. He's put other wonderful shepherds like you, Hans, in my life, and that surely goodness and mercy are going to follow it all the days of my life. And I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's the promise of Christmas, isn't it?
It is. And I'm going to tell you, let me worry about the money during this time with your dad and your mother-in-law. Let me guide you with that so you can really spend your time with them and their care and making that time important. The last thing you want to be worried about this time is money.
There you go. Well, we are praying that each of you will have an amazing Christmas, that you will sense Christ, that you'll sense him as a shepherd. Maybe you'll take a nap and you'll think about you. Wow, I'm going to lay down in my green pastures. And he's going to love you well. And then think about how you can imitate Christ in your life with your family this Christmas. So we at Finishing Well want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.